Morning.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you at least 18 and a legal resident of Ohio?
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yeah.
Thank you. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination of fingerprint or other similar means, for example, a safe container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Support or oppose?
I would support that.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Support or oppose? Support or oppose?
I don't know the difference.
I'm sorry?
Sorry?
Will you support? Okay. Will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. A lock container or case? Support or oppose?
I support.
Thank you. A lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm. Support or oppose?
These are all the same. Support.
I know they're very similar, but it's just a little bit of a difference. It's a law that they're trying to pass in Ohio. I do appreciate your time, and I know it can be repetitive at times, but it's how it is written. Will you support or oppose the state law requiring that the storage be accessible via, and here we go again, a key lock? Support or oppose? Yes, you know, support or oppose a key lock? Yes.
You know, it's way too specific of a law, but, you know.
I know, that's the way there is. They wrote the survey. I apologize. But it's very short. We're almost done. We're halfway there.
Yeah.
Can you help me out?
Okay, fine.
Finish it?
Fine.
Thank you. A combination lock, support or oppose?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
I oppose.
Okay.
I oppose
no
such a specific
okay.
law. It's ridiculous.
Okay.
That's way
no,
too
no
specific.
I can
they should
I can
use the word secure,
it.
Not combination
I
or.
I know.
Whatever.
A biometric identifier such a fingerprint, support or oppose?
I'm going to oppose. I mean,
okay.
This
Thank
is
you.
Ridiculous. And,
yeah, you can do that.
Know.
I know. Believe me, I know. I have to do it. If a firearm is not in a storage device, such as a lock safe case or lock box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? This is a little different. Do you think it should be unloaded even though it's in a secure box or no? Should or should not?
Should it or should it not be unloaded?
Right.
It should be unloaded.
Okay. Thank you. If a firearm, unloaded, you said. Yes, it should. Thank you. If a firearm is not in a lock safe case or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is secure. No, it's not secure. Will you consider that to be secure?
Yes.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely? Yes or no? Support or oppose?
Yes.
Thank
support.
You. Thank you. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirements as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
I support that. Yep.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose?
You have to say that one again.
Okay. Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense? That's the defense that they will use. In other words, if they go, if they press charges. An affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining. In other words, the minor broke into a lock or something, but it was secure. Will you support or oppose an affirmative action defense for that person? Support or oppose?
Support or oppose an affirmative action?
Affirmative action. It's an affirmative defense, to defend that person because the child discharged the firearm, even though it was established that the firearm was securely stored. But obviously the kid broke into it. Will you support or oppose?
I support it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support or oppose?
As a child or as an adult?
It's saying that, the prosecutors, they have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose?
I support that.
Thank you. Okay. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Will you support or oppose that? If they record it and then they want to make it to the public, okay. Support?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. In terms of your personal, we're almost done. We are 80%. It's only a few more questions and mostly for statistical purposes only. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, or Republican, independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you. And now what is your race? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White Anglo, Black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
White Anglo.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Male.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation, and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And take care. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.